Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our Daily Communion Meditation, where today we're talking about the praise cure. So just recently, I came across some old teaching by a woman named Lillian Yeoman. And in this teaching, she was a medical doctor, but she was very sick. She was on her deathbed, and God eventually began to heal her. She had tried everything that medical science could do, but God began to heal her, because she wasn't finding a cure. And she went on to have this teaching that she calls the praise cure, talking about the importance of just praise, singing songs to God, how important that is in our walk with God, how it gives us access into Him. We enter His courts with thanksgiving and praise. And she gave this example of a woman who had smallpox many years ago. And this is a time when smallpox was a very serious thing. The woman was having to be quarantined. And they came to her, and the woman is singing. The woman is praising. And they're like, "Why are you singing? Why are you praising?" And she said, "I had a vision. And God showed me two baskets on a scale. He said, one basket is your testing, and that basket was full. The other basket was your praises, and that one was only half full. And God was showing me that until I praised, until that basket was full, it would tip the balance the other way." So she began to sing. She began to praise. And eventually it led to her healing. And I think this praise cure not only applies to physical health, it's great for our physical health. We talk about one of the most valuable things you can do in your physical health is just to have a song in your heart continually. But it's good for every area of life. It brings us into God's presence, I believe. Helps us to stay positioned in the light, which is one of our core fundamentals that we talk about often. So we're going to be taking communion over this today. Just asking for God's help with this today. To stay full of praise continually. But why are we taking communion every day? About 10 years ago, I had pretty much no spiritual life whatsoever. Was just doing life on my own without God. Doing whatever I thought was best. But life wasn't going the way I wanted it to go. At the time, I was running my personal training gym business. And my business was very up and down. I'm having some months where I'm losing thousands of dollars in a month. And I remember getting to the place where I just going for a walk with my wife around the neighborhood. Telling her over and over, there's got to be a better way to live. Just feeling the weight and pressure of life on me. And it wasn't for a lack of seeking. I've been traveling all over the country. Studying with the best health and fitness experts in the world. Not only that, I've been reading books, taking courses, going to seminars, not just health and fitness, but all areas of life, business, leadership, health, real estate, finance, relationships, mindset. But I wasn't finding what I was looking for. Then one day I came across this challenge to start reading one chapter from the book of Proverbs every day. Proverbs has 31 chapters. So on day one of the month, you read Proverbs chapter one. Day two of the month, you read Proverbs chapter two, and you keep going like that until the end of the month. And then you start back over again. So I've been doing this for a while. And then one morning, Proverbs 13:22 just seemed to jump off the page at me. It says, "A good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children." And that verse got me thinking, what's the most valuable thing that we could pass on to future generations? After some time of thinking about it, I came to the conclusion that the most valuable thing we could pass on would be wisdom for how to truly live. And so I made a commitment that day. I'm going to create manuals, lessons, or teaching for all the different areas of life. Areas like purpose and health and family and finances. But when I got started, I had no clue where to start. So I began to seek after God, began to press into Him. He began to show up. He began to teach me, began to train me. My relationship with Him just began to grow exponentially. He began to take me through His process of teaching me this different way to live. Where we make Him the source of everything. We make Him the center of everything. Had to unlearn some of my old ways, break free of some old patterns. I got put in some impossible looking situations at times. Only to see God just continue to show up over and over again. And as I was going through just life with God, I began to document what He was taking me through. And over the course of about 10 years now, it's turned into this whole program with a series of books and courses and partners that we call the Abundant Life Blueprint. But out of everything we do in the Abundant Life Blueprint, I believe the most important thing is daily communion. Daily communion is what I call the number one table turner for all of life. Has the ability to just turn things around when things are going the wrong way and change the trajectory of our lives going forward. Jesus says, as often as you do this, remember me. Just an opportunity to remember his sacrifice and what it means for us and our covenant with God. Helps us to abide in him so that our lives produce much fruit. The Apostle Paul says, every time we take communion, we're proclaiming the death of Jesus. Which in the case of a will or an inheritance, nothing happens until you prove the death. So in a way, communion is like an activation of all these benefits that are found in the new covenant. But it's also important we take it the right way. Every time we take communion, we take it with the fear of the Lord, with deep awe and honor and reverence for the sacrifice of Jesus. And I think it's important we remember both sides of the cross. On one side, I think we remember all that he went through for us, all that he suffered for us. On the other side, we remember what his sacrifice means for us. He connected us back to God. We have this new covenant with God, all because of his sacrifice. So the process we typically use, we start with about a 2-minute long prayer that's mostly scripture. Coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a few minutes to examine ourselves because the Apostle Paul says some people are weak and sick and they die early because they don't examine or judge themselves before taking communion. And if communion has the power to do that in the negative, I believe it has the power to do the opposite of that in the positive if we take it the right way, to make us healthy and strong and give us long life. And then after our time of communion, we've been talking about some practical physical workout tips and advice. Because I truly believe physical exercise is meant to teach us how to exercise our faith. Let's get started with our prayer. And then we'll get into our time of communion after that. Heavenly Father, I pray for all those who are watching or listening, their families, all those connected to them, and our church and governmental leaders. I thank you for releasing us from darkness and transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time ever began. And I thank you that Jesus was smitten for us so that you could fight for us. I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better. That the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us, and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe, the same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Father, I ask you to bless us, to make your face shine upon us and let us find grace and favor in your eyes, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace, your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to send us opportunities to do good and be a blessing today. And help us be sensitive to those opportunities. To keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes. And to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. We ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. All right, we're going to go through the other half of prayer. This is our time to examine ourselves. Are we making today a masterpiece? How are we going to do that? We're going to get connected to the master. We're going to bring our relationship with God down into today. We're going to do today together with him. And masters of anything are masters of the fundamentals. When we talk about executing these four fundamentals and bringing some presence and some energy and some fun into them today. But before we get into our fundamentals, let's remember God has a process. When he took the people from Egypt to the promised land, he didn't just take them straight there. There was a process that they had to go through. And to really make it all very simple, Just believing that God has something better for our lives. He's got some promises for us to inherit in our lives. And we can't take them on our own. Sometimes they will look impossible. But simply just believing and trusting in him, being willing to move forward, being willing to put off our old ways and to embrace this new way of living, where we rely on him, we rest and we trust in him. We make him the source of it. So our first fundamental, let's get positioned in the light today. This is the on-off switch. Either we're in the light or we're in the darkness. There's no in-between. How are we going to do it? We're going to take our position in the light. We're going to start with humility. Jesus says, you want to become great in the kingdom of heaven? You got to humble yourself like this little child. Just humbling ourselves in relationship to God and in relationship to others. And we're going to receive this forgiveness from God. We're going to forgive ourselves in the middle. We're going to walk in grace and forgiveness with other people. We're going to take our position in love today. Kind and patient and gentle, always assuming the best, keeping no record of wrongs, delighting in the truth, always hoping, always trusting, always persevering, because love never fails. And this is the big one today. We're going to take our position in gratitude and praise today. I don't think we talk about it enough. Gratitude and praise is such a powerful thing. One of the most powerful ways for us to just stay in position all day long is to just stay full of gratitude and praise all throughout the day. And we're going to look at some scriptures for that today. And being in position is a big deal because it puts us in position to be able to receive all that God has. Just think about that. Staying full of gratitude and praise today puts us in position to be able to receive from God. We're stepping into Christ, and God has taken everything that he has and he put it in Christ. When we stay full of gratitude and praise, we've got access to his spirit and power and presence, his love and peace and joy. His mind and wisdom begin to flow, his health and energy. We've got access to his time, his finances, his resources, his purpose and grace. We've got fellowship with God, fellowship with people. All just by stay positioned in the light. So one of our biggest goals in life is to learn how to receive this and to get it flowing through us out into the world, where we see the fruit or the result of it in our lives. So our first step is to get in position. Our second step is to magnify the light. Again, gratitude and praise can be one of the simplest ways that we begin to magnify. To magnify is to make bigger or greater. We're going to turn up the brightness of this light within us. And it's going to expand the capacity where God can flow more of all these good things through us. It's also going to get this new covenant rooted and established in our heart. And to magnify the light, it's all about what we focus on. Think about that lady. She's got the two baskets on a scale. One full of her testing, one full of her praises. Whichever one she focuses on, whichever one she magnifies, begins to grow bigger and begins to shift the balance in one direction or the other. So to magnify the light, we can just be meditating on all throughout the day, just praising God all throughout the day, meditating on his word, his unfailing love and faithfulness, praising him for his mighty works, for our righteousness in Christ, for every good thing that he put within us. Just stay focused on all the things that are going well, looking back at all that God has already done. Because what he started, he's going to finish. Now, this is not denying that there's issues or problems. It's simply choosing to praise God instead, to magnify him as bigger than those problems. We're going to cast those cares over onto him. We're going to rest and we're going to trust in him. We're going to keep praising him, because we trust that he's a whole lot better at solving those problems than we are. But he does give us a choice. We could choose not to do any of this. We could stay stuck in pride and rebellion, bitterness, unforgiveness, magnifying the size of the problems rather than staying full of praise and gratitude. And that's where we're going to learn to recognize those symptoms. When we're out of position or magnifying the wrong things, it might be the tendency to retaliate at people, to withhold good things that we know to do. We might avoid people or give them the silent treatment or isolate ourselves. On the inside, you feel this heaviness and weight and pressure. It's one of the biggest symptoms, that pressure on the inside. Might have feelings of hopelessness or helplessness, like you're trapped or you're stuck, and it seems like there's no way out. Low energy is another big symptom. Emotionally, there's the fear and the stress and the worry as we're just toiling away in our mind, meditating on those issues and problems. But when we take our position in the light, there's this rest in our soul. There's this fullness and completeness in Him. And when we rest, God goes to work. And now everything is free and easy and effortless and energizing because we've got His peace and His joy and His spirit and power, love, His health and energy. It all just begins to flow through us. And if all this weren't enough, God gives us this amazing gift of grace. That if we ever get off track, it just takes a moment to turn it right back around again. We can get right back into praise and gratitude again. Everyday life's throwing stuff at us, and sometimes we get off track. Sometimes we miss it. It's learning to turn it back around quickly. How do we do it? I think it starts with humility. Father, forgive me. I've missed it. We receive that forgiveness from Him. We forgive ourselves. If we need to say we're sorry or reconcile with somebody else, we take those steps. And then we get right back into praise and gratitude again. And I like to pray this very simple prayer. Father, thank you that what you put within me is more than enough to handle whatever's coming my way today in a beautiful, graceful way. Help me to tap into it and see it flowing in my life at a greater level today. You make those simple adjustments. That weight's going to lift on you. Feel the peace and the joy and the love just begin to wash over you again. Then our third fundamental. We got to stay tuned in today. Every day, God's trying to teach us and train us. But we got to stay tuned into Him. My favorite way to do this is with the journal before bed. And lately, we've talked about installing what we call some filters at the top of the journal. These filters are just short phrases, maybe one word, maybe a short statement, that we keep rewriting every night before bed as a way to reinforce God's standard or His way of doing things into our life. And these filters serve as navigation to help us to navigate throughout the day. For example, it might look something like the following. God is working continually for my good, and I'm going to do continually good for others. And that short phrase just helps us to navigate when there's issues and pressures in life, when people wrong us. Just helps us to navigate through those situations. And then I like to start my journal with gratitude and praise to get in position and then to magnify what went well today. What are all the ways I saw God showing up today? Because the more we look for them, the more of them we're going to see. And then I like to ask this question, God, what were you trying to show me today? And just get still and listen, and whatever comes into my mind, just begin to write those things down. And then we're going to stay tuned into Him. We're going to stay connected to Him, praising Him all throughout the day. If you ever feel like you're losing that connection with Him, just take 1 to 2 minutes. Just slow down. Just connect with Him. Think of it like plugging in a phone. You're going to get charged up or powered up in Him again. And then our fourth fundamental, we've got to do what we know to do today. The final thing I like to do in my journal every night is to plan out the upcoming day with God. And I've learned to stick with, what do I know to do today? Because I learned sometimes I was getting out ahead of God. I was toiling away in my mind, trying to figure everything out, trying to force things to happen ahead of schedule. On the other side, sometimes I was procrastinating on things that I knew to do. So I learned to stick with, what do I know to do today? That becomes the plan for the day. Then we wake up like a kid on Christmas morning, excited for the day. We get right into that praise and gratitude. And we remember this very important principle that the first thing out of our mouth every morning sets the tone for the whole day. And as I began to learn about this, I began to seek God. What's the best thing for us to say first thing in the morning? Felt like He was taking me back to Genesis chapter 1, the very first words we see God speak. Let there be light. So I began to start my days this way. Very first thing in the morning, the first words out of my mouth, let there be light. And then we can go right into praising and thanking Him. Singing songs from our heart to Him. We get connected to Him. And then we start walking out that plan. Just doing it together with Him today. Full confidence that He's right there with us every step of the way. And we get to that place of confident faith. His grace begins to surge through us. He begins to go to work. He begins to beautify our lives. And beauty is attractive and magnetic and just begins to pull more and more of everything God has for us into our life. Let's talk about the praise cure today. Think about that concept. The issue or problem you're facing, in a scale on one side versus your praise on another. Bringing that praise up to overwhelm, to offset the issues and troubles that you're facing. Psalm 34:1 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Psalm 95:2, let us enter his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him in song. Psalm 100 verse 4, enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Ephesians chapter 5 verses 18 through 20. It says, instead, be filled with the Spirit. We just went through Pentecost a couple days ago. Reminder for us, be filled with the Spirit. Speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your hearts to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Then we got an example of this. Paul and Silas are in prison. They're stuck there. They got no way out. But it says about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them. And eventually God breaks them free. It was the cure. The praise was the cure. The praying and singing and praising was the cure that broke them out of prison. So we're going to take communion over this today, just asking for God's help. Heavenly Father, we're asking for your help with this. I think for us to truly do this right, we need some grace from you to help us to just praise and just stay full continually of praise and thanksgiving all the time. It's such a big deal. It's such an important part of our walk with you. Help us to do this in a way that is pleasing to you and to walk in this in greater and greater levels for the rest of our life. We thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, this is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Just take a moment to remember. God didn't have to send Jesus. He could have left us on our own, separated from him forever. He chose to send his one and only son. Jesus is willing to come and humble himself, even unto death on a cross, to be rejected and betrayed, spit on, hit, mocked, ridiculed, whipped, nailed to a cross. Worst of all, I believe he's separated from God. The cup of God's wrath is poured onto his body. He became sin for us. His body was destroyed. But then on the other side, he's raised back to life. And that same victorious power that raised him from the dead now lives on the inside of us. He connects us back to God, makes us right and holy and perfect in his sight. All through his one sacrifice. So Father, we thank you for this bread. And ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. Then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, this is the cup of the new covenant. In my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many. Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. And it's the forgiveness of sins that releases us from darkness. It transfers us into the light. We can have this covenant relationship with God. This blood sworn oath that he's with us, he's for us. He's going to be working continually for our good. The message of his grace. So Father, we thank you for this cup. And ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take a juice. All right. Let's talk about health and fitness. We've talked about several times before. It goes right along with what we're talking about today. One of the most powerful things you can do for your health. Have a song in your heart continually. I want you to think about this. Health is a vibration. There's a frequency, there's a rhythm to abundant health. And having a song in your heart is one of the most powerful ways, is one of the simplest ways, one of the most fun ways to totally transform your health. Have a song in your heart continually. And something you can start with today. When you do your daily workout today, put some music on. Have fun. Feel the rhythm of that music. Praise God through your workout today. But I hope this has been helpful for you today. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.